This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Well, it's such a delight to have Gene Gentry in the studio with us today. And Gene was on the very first broadcast that we had on November the 18th, 2014. Gene, can you believe that it's been almost 2 years that we've been on BPN Radio?
No, time flies.
Time flies when you're having fun, right? And we were on the very first program together. Now, almost 2 years later, in a couple of 3 weeks, we'll be celebrating our second anniversary of BPN Radio. And this year, we're not only celebrating our second anniversary of BPN Radio, but we're celebrating our 55th wedding anniversary and our 50th year in ministry, right? 50 years in the ministry, and that's a half century.
Yes,
can you believe? Can you believe here we are still going and still excited about the things of God?
Yes.
50 years later.
Yes, we are. We're still very excited about what God is doing,
and we are in. We are in this together, right?
Yes, we are.
And we've been through some challenging times in 50 years, but we want to testify today that God is faithful. And as we look around our studio here in Austin, Texas, we are amazed at the opportunity that we have. We're behind the microphone. We have all kinds of equipment. We have six employees that are helping us. We have six or seven. We're surrounded by six or seven monitors. And the opportunity to speak to people at the same time all across America and around the world sometimes is mind-boggling. And we started out very small 2 years ago, but here we are. But we started out 48 years before BPN Radio. We started out ministering together 50 years ago. And I just went home, and I came home and said the Lord called me to preach tonight. That was June 1966. And you said, well, I'll go where you go. And we have gone together. Right? It's been
yes,
a great journey.
Have.
It's been a great journey. And we couldn't have made it without each other. And I've declared many times there's nothing that two people that working together cannot do. And two's better one, and threefold cord is not quickly broken. So you and I are working together, but we have a threefold cord, and the threefold cord are our partners, right?
Yes, and we appreciate our partners so much. You know, we don't have any major donors underwriting this ministry. It's just faithful partners, people like you out there that are listening. And so we need your help to do what God has called us to do. And we're so thankful and grateful for all of you.
Yes, we are. And we are so very, very grateful for the people that have been partnering with us. And, you know, more than ever before, as we start coming to the close of the year, more than ever before, we need more partners, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We definitely need partners, and we need people out there that believe in us. And, you know, there may be some people, Gene, that just feels like, hey, they've got plenty of money, and they don't need our help. But we need, as we've expanded BPN Radio, we need people's help more than ever before.
Yes, we do.
And as you say, no one is underwriting this ministry. And we don't have any major donors. We have some faithful monthly partners that really believe in what we're doing. And, you know, we are not very good marketeers, right?
No, we're not. We've never learned how to market our ministry over the years. We've just obeyed God.
Yeah. And, you know, some people have said, well, you know, you don't, you're not forceful enough, or you may not be good enough to, you may not receive, make appeals like you should. But anyhow, we just try to be open, and we try not to make it all about just giving to us. But we know that when people give, it's not just the Dale and Jean Gentry. It is sowing into our lives and what we've done and where we've been. But it's more than that. It's the opportunity that BPN Radio has to broadcast across America and around the world. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It is.
And you know, most people know us as going from church to church to church. And we did that for 30 years up until this time.
Yes, we've traveled all over and been away from home a lot the past 30 years. And so I believe the Lord has put this in our hands that we can use it as a tool to minister to people.
And, you know, some people say, well, you know, you need to go to individual churches, and we will do some of that next year. But our primary responsibility is to handle an internet radio station that God has put in our hands, and we've been able to build and develop with the help of our partners. And, you know, I'm ministering 6 days a week.
that's correct. Many hours each day.
Many hours each day, and there's a lot that goes into just, it's not just getting behind the microphone for 1 hour. There's a lot that goes in that, a lot of prayer and asking the Holy Spirit what He would have us to talk about, what He would have us to pray about, asking the Holy Spirit who we need to have on. But it's a good season. And I know that we're praying for the presidential election, but we understand that Breakout Prayer Network is more than just the presidential election. We're still going to be praying regardless of who's elected president, because we've been praying for a long, long time. And I'm thankful, you know, to have you as my best friend and my prayer partner. And each morning we spend time together in prayer. It's amazing what God can do when two people agree.
That's true. We have prayer together every morning and agree for our day and whatever the Lord wants us to do.
Yeah, we're definitely in this together. We're partners, and we are two's better than one, the Bible said, and the threefold cord is not quickly broken. So the threefold cord is our partners out there. And we might have good programming, and we might have our studio up and running, but we cannot make it without our partners.
No, we need our partners. Together, we can make a difference.
Yes, we can. And you know, this month is we must say that we need people to sow seeds into this ministry, probably more than ever before.
That's true. We always just believe God and keep our faith out there, but our finances are at a low point right now, and God is always faithful, so we're just trusting Him and trusting in those that believe in us.
Yeah, this may be an all-time low, maybe the last 20, 25 years, and we just don't have the surplus to operate as we have been, but we believe God, we trust God. And we know that that money just does not fall out of the sky. We know that it's people that God uses. And I believe that we have been very faithful to give. I mean, yesterday I had a friend of ours on from Haiti. She left this morning to return to Haiti. She's been a missionary since the 1970s. And, you know, we spent yesterday's broadcast raising money for the children in Haiti that are suffering as a result of Hurricane Matthew. And then, of course, we raise resources for other people, other ministry groups, other people groups, other churches, because that's who we are. We love to give.
Yes, we do.
And we want to give people an opportunity today, whether they're listening live or whether they are listening to a rebroadcast throughout the day. I want to give people an opportunity to sow some seed. And also we need people to be monthly partners. And, people can give by going to bpnradio.com. And BPN stands for Breakout Prayer Network. We are the Breakout Prayer Network. And they can do that by going to bpnradio.com. When they go down to the bottom of our website, there's a donate button. And when you click it, it comes up PayPal. But you not only can use your PayPal, but use your credit card, debit card. And then that's going to bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com. And if people want to send us a check, they can make their check out to Breakout Ministries. Make your check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. You know, I've just discovered, we've discovered, Gene, over the years, that sometimes we need some help.
Yes, we do.
And
we're not very good at asking for help. It's all about us helping others. But sometimes, you know, we do need help ourselves.
Yes, we do. And you know, there may be people that that do not have time to maybe go in at this very moment and make a donation. But if you could just send us an email at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com and say, Dell and Gene, you know, I want to give you an encouraging word here, and I'm going to sow some seed, or I'm going to be a monthly partner. If you don't have time to get on, you could just send us an email and say, I'm praying with you, I'm supporting you, I'm behind you. And, you know, this is just a different season. I mean, all of these years we've been traveling, but we knew this year that the Holy Spirit was saying to us, suspend your travels and pioneer BPN Radio.
That's right.
We have.
Yes.
And in the past, that's where the major part of our resources came from, is ministering at all these churches, which we have been so thankful and grateful to do. And so now we've really had to take a step of faith, because we've had to hire more employees, because there's no way we can do it by ourselves. You know, we've got an engineer, we've got an editor, we've got a person right now, Aliona is on with us, and she is recording this program for to play throughout the day. And Delvin Kinzer, he'll be in the BPN newsroom 5 minutes till the hour so that he can give us news. And then we've got programs throughout the day, and it just takes a lot of work to keep things running. But we're thankful for the opportunity.
Yes,
but
it does take people, and it takes finances. We have 7 employees that we have to have to help us do what we are doing every day, and so it takes people and it takes finances.
Gene, why are we doing this? I mean, at a time after 50 years in the ministry, when, you know, I know so many, many guys have retired, and I'm not casting aspersions on those that have done so, but at this time in our lives, why are we doing this? Why are we creating so much work for ourselves?
Well, because we've always wanted to obey God and do the will of God, and it's always been in our heart to just be able to minister to people. And I don't know that we'll ever retire. We're at the age that we, I guess, maybe should be, but I think that we'll just be ministering to people until Jesus comes.
Well, we don't know when to quit, Gene. And just about the time we feel like, hey, maybe this is our last assignment, then the Holy Spirit gives us another one. What is He doing? Why does the Holy Spirit why does the Holy Spirit keep giving us these assignments?
Well, because He knows that we're faithful to obey what He wants us to do.
Yeah. And, you know, we just believe that the barrel, the cruse of oil in the middle of the barrel is not going to run dry. But it's really low right now.
Yes,
and we need some partners. And that's not just partnering with us, but partnering with Breakout Prayer Network, with BPN Radio. Because, you know, we're involved in just more than just having the radio. You know, I send out a prayer every morning, and have done for the past 4 years, with Linda Meeks' help, along with Cheryl Ortiz. And I'm just very, very thankful for the opportunity to be able to send these prayer requests out. But it takes time. I mean, I pray and say,
yes,
Lord, what was be the prayer today? And we do that. And of course, we promote other ministries. We have other ministries come on BPN radio. And so, you know, we've got all these things going, but we're delighted because we know that we cannot afford to say 4 months and then comes harvest. We will lift up our eyes and look upon the fields. They are white unto harvest. And we're calling America to pray. And it's not just, and we didn't just started doing this. I mean, we started doing 1995 after I led prayer at the White House. So we've been calling America to pray now for a long time. Even before that, I was calling America to pray, but we specifically started calling America to pray in 1995. So BPN Radio gives us an outlet. It gives us a microphone to speak into the nations of the world, calling America to pray. Yesterday, we were calling America to pray for Haiti, and we call America to pray for families. We called America to pray for the children. We call America to pray for orphans. We call America to pray for revival, another spiritual awakening, because we know that Jesus said, my house should be a house of prayer. And we're not only pioneering BPN Radio, but we're also pioneering Breakout Radio Church.
Yes.
And we are now leading again. After all of these years, we're now leading Breakout Radio Church. And we have members, and we are giving oversight to a church that expands around the globe, nations and nations of the world. Every Sunday morning, we have church on the radio.
Yes, it's a different kind of church than what we've pastored in the past, but I believe that God is doing new things, and we just felt like that we could reach more people by internet, and so we're just obeying God and what He's called us to do for this season.
Yeah, that's right. And so every Sunday morning I'm preaching, and we're recording that and replaying it every Sunday night through Friday night, 8 o'clock. And because there are so many people that they are not connected to a local church. You know, you and I believe strongly in the local church,
yes.
Still part of the local church. We minister in the local church. But 54% of Christians in America, for some reason or another, are not connected to a local church. And then, of course, we have people around the world. A lot of people are in transition. People are working on Sundays. People are flying here and there. People go around maybe with a... And so we just want to give people an opportunity. We want to reach as many people as we possibly can because the harvest is plenteous and the labors are few. And so when people partner with us, I believe they're making a wise investment. I believe that we are good soil. I believe that our 50 years in the ministry across America, nations of the world, has given us a platform to minister into so many places. And I believe that when people invest in Breakout Prayer Network, they invest in Dale and Jean Gentry. We just believe it's good soil. And we know that when we sow, we reap.
That's
and,
right.
We're just thankful today for people that want to partner with us. We need monthly partners. Or maybe somebody out there listening today, and they may want to give us a generous gift. They may want to give us a very significant gift at a very significant time. The Holy Spirit may be speaking to someone today that is listening to this broadcast here on the Thursday Watch, and they may say, hey, God has given me an overflow. God has blessed me, and I'm going to give a significant gift.
You know, I think this is probably the first time that we've ever come on and expressed our need, our financial need, and that's something that we don't normally do. But it is a time when we do need partners, and we need your help to continue doing the will of God. And so we're very thankful and grateful, and we know that as we give, that the Lord gives back, and so we're just thankful for you are partners and listeners today.
Yes, we are. Gene and I are just going to, here in our studios, just going to join hands together, and we're going to set ourselves in agreement that every need of Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio, is going to be supplied, because it's not just about us, but it's about people that needs our prayers. They need to hear this program every day. There's people that listen to us all night long on Night Watch. Our granddaughter, Brittany Greenlee, is on with us, and every night from Central Time, Austin Time, Texas Time, from midnight till 5 a.m., we play worship music. I do prayers. My granddaughter, Brittany Greenlee, she does scriptures. There's a lot of people that listen to us all night long, 5 hours a night. And there's a lot of people that may be going, may be grieving. They may be lonely. They may be unable to sleep. And so around the clock, and then, of course, at 5 o'clock each morning, I start leading people in an hour of prayer from 5 to 9 o'clock, and then I go on at 9 o'clock live, and then we throughout the day. And our granddaughter, Taylor Gentry, every Saturday, she's ministering to the millennials, the millennial generation. And our daughter-in-law, Ruth Gentry, works with us. Our daughter, Darla Gentry, works. We're a family ministry. Because
yes,
we believe in family working together.
Yes, we do.
And then our son Rick Gentry also works with us, and he and our daughter-in-law Ruth also work with the youth group here in a church in Austin, as well as homeschool here in Austin, the athletic programs and others. So we're a family working together. So it's not just about us. It is about us, but not just about us. But it is about the kingdom of God, about the Gentry family, and about other people that are working with us, people that are receiving prayers, people that are receiving healing. And, you know, we're praying for the sick almost every day. And we're happy that, Gene, that you are still cancer-free. The first broadcast in November 2014, you shared your testimony about being healed of cancer.
Yes. 2004. 2004.
What's the report?
I'm still cancer-free.
Amen. You went for a test just this past week, still cancer-free,
yes,
after 12 years. We're very, very grateful and thankful. So Jean received her miracle. We want other people to receive their miracles. And we're going to pray right now that the Holy Spirit will speak to people about partnering with us. You know, even Jesus had partners. And if the Son of God had partners, how much more do we need partners? Because partners catch more fish. And we know that in Luke chapter 5, Peter fished all night and caught nothing. Then when he got his boat out there and he began to catch fish in order to complete his assignment, the Bible said he signaled to his partners. And so we've started BPN Radio, but it does take finances. And there's no way that we can operate. There's no way that we can be on the air every day without finances. Everybody needs finances. Where are the finances going to come from? They're going to come from people that believe in us, or the Holy Spirit speaks to us. And so we're going to agree right now. Father Gene Gentry and I, here in our studio on this Thursday mornings, we broadcast live on BPN Radio in Austin, Texas. I pray that you'll speak to people about sowing a seed, whether it's $25 or $50 or $100 or whatever it may be, that they will sow a seed and that they will become a partner with us in this ministry. They'll say, Dale and Gene, we'll believe what you're doing. You've put everything on the line. You've suspended your travels. You've set aside your travels after all these 30 years, and you are leading in prayer, calling our nation to pray, and we're going to help you. We believe in you, and we're going to go to bpnradio.com. We're going to go down to the bottom of the page. We're going to click on the donate button, BPN Radio. Go down to the bottom of the page, click on the donate button, or you may say, I'm going to send you a check every month, and all you have to do is make your check out to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. I'm going to repeat that one more time. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And I'm going to play a song here by Andre Crouch entitled Through It All. You know, these 50 years, Gene, I just want to let everybody know how much I love you, and I appreciate you working with me, going with me, setting, oh my Lord, the thousands of services that you have set through, because for 8 years we did services morning and evening, 5 or 6 days a week.
You were one of those years. I was home only 6 weeks that whole year, and we've done a lot of traveling, but we've done it together.
We've done it together. We've pastored churches.
Yes.
We have ministered in churches. We've ministered in nations of the world, Haiti and Jamaica and Israel and Canada and the Marshall Islands and on and on and on.
Yeah.
I think
over 30 nations.
Yeah. We've given ourselves to the ministry. And I'm so thankful that you have traveled with me. You've sat through many, many services with me, supporting me. And, not saying, hey, I don't want to do it. Can't go to church tonight. You're always there for me, with me. And I'm very, very thankful. And I'm very, very grateful. And together, you go to the post office. You're the one that goes to the post office.
Yes.
Looking to see who has sent a check. And, so I'm just believing that by the end of the day, we're going to look in our accounts and see that money's been added, and you'll go to the mailbox in the next day or two or three, and you'll just be elated about what God is doing. And so thank you so very, very much. God has been faithful, all right? He's been faithful.
Yes, he's been faithful.
These past 50 years, we have celebrated the faithfulness of God, and we're in the process of making a 50-year video, and it's not about our accomplishments, but it's about people that have helped us, people that have helped us along the way, and we are just so blessed to have people in our lives. We are so very, very thankful, and we are so very, very grateful. So, through it all, we've learned to trust in Jesus. We've learned to trust in God. Thank you, Gene.
I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. I've been a lot of places and I've seen millions of faces, but there were times that I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hour, yet those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was his own. That's the reason I say that through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Let me tell you that through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. So I thank God for the mountains, and I thank him for the valleys, and I thank him for the storms he's brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in his word could do. That's the reason I say that through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Let me tell you, let me tell you that through it all, oh, Lord, Lord, I've blessing praying. I've learned to depend upon His word. Oh, through sorrow and shame, I've learned to depend upon His word.
Okay, there you have Andre Crouch. Through it all. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. So, good to have you listening on BPN Radio today. Dale Gentry here. And we're just so blessed. So blessed and so thankful to God.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
And he is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all. Jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how us all.
Yeah. I give you my heart. country where no twilight shadows deepen. Unending day where night will never be. A city where no storm clouds ever gather. This is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder to join the throng upon the glad sea? We'll greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. This is just what heaven means to me. And when at last we see the face of Jesus, before whose image other loves all flee, and when they crown him means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder to join the throng upon the glassy sea? We'll greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. This is just what heaven means to me. We'll greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. This is just what heaven means to me. This is just what heaven means to me.